All right, Keith. Two top tens tonight. 8th and a 10th. What kind of ground do you think you've made up to this point in the season in the car?
We made quite a bit of ground up tonight and last night, testing on Friday night, but still a ways to go. We've been changing a lot of things on the race car, and just some things help it and some things don't. And then the last feature is pretty disappointing because we went a little too far in one of our changes, and we started up front and ended up second after the first lap, and could have had a good finish, but we really missed the setup a lot, and ended up 10th, so it was pretty disappointing.
Have you seen the potential the car has at some point this season? Have you seen it so far? And now you're kind of tracing back to get to that point?
Yeah, I think if we start up front and have track position and we can hit the setup halfway decent, like we pretty much hit it fairly decent in the first race, we can stay up front, but it's tough to... These newer cars are really hard to beat, and I think we can get close to them, but I don't know if we're going to be able to wheel it around them or anything like that. I mean, if we can start in front of them, we might be able to hold them off, but just got to thank Chris Osetic. He works so hard on this deal, and car stays up here in Oswego, and we're all down in North Carolina all week, so it's not like we spend every night working on the thing. We come up here and put a lot of hours in between, say, Thursday night and Saturday morning, and usually end up getting here late on Saturday, and it's because we're working on the thing all morning and all afternoon till we have to come to the track. So I just want to thank Chris and everyone on the team. We're all trying really hard, and we're doing the best we can.
The good communication between you and Chris as far as the feedback and things he's learning, because this is a brand new car.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've been running up here off and on for about 10 years now, so I'm satisfied with the communication I'm giving him. I think I'm giving him some good feedback, and he's adjusting as I tell him what we need to do, and we have a very good relationship. My dad helps out quite a bit as well, so it's a good kind of trio, I guess, of communication going back and forth, and then we have other guys on the crew that do the fuel and the tires and whatnot. So we have a good group of guys here, and Chris is an awesome car owner, best car owner up here to drive for, no doubt about that.
Well, not necessarily any communication problems. I'm trying to insinuate, and I'm just saying. No, as far as like it's a brand new car, and some of the ideas and feedback you're giving him, is he able to incorporate those ideas and maybe make some changes to the car overall itself, because that is a brand new car and it hasn't really seen its fullest yet, and yet there's no other cars really to say, okay, here's another one of these chassis over here, we should be like that, or we should be like this.
Yeah, it's Chris and Clyde Booth talk a lot, and we're all good friends with Clyde, and Clyde helps us quite a bit, so it's they're both engineers, so it's some of the stuff they talk about is over my head, but I can tell Chris what the car is doing, and he made a lot of changes. I mean, you can't tell by looking at it, but he made a lot of changes over the off season to some of the geometry of the race car, and we thought it actually would be a little better coming out of the box, and we struggled some, but no, Chris. Chris understands the car a lot and car very well, and so I understand how to drive it pretty well. I mean, I messed up last week and spun out, but tonight we were a little free in the first one, a little tight, a lot tight in the second one. But we wanted to finish both these races. We finished both of them tonight. I'll say this is only the second and third time we've finished a race in a year and a half of running up here. So we
finished both of them.
We did. And so that's a positive, and it's tough racing up here, but we're pretty satisfied with tonight. It's not a bad night for us.